Icon Sailing Through 30. I'm joined by a Norfolk Admirals Hall of Famer, a man who is here as a coach and as a player, former Admiral Marty Wilford. Coach, thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us.
Yeah, glad I can help out any way I can.
So we'll start with your time in Norfolk as a player first, then we'll kind of talk about your time as a coach here. But when you got to Norfolk, you'd been playing in the IHL for a few years. Norfolk was your first stop in the American League. From a player's perspective, what were some of the biggest differences, if any, really, from the IHL to the AHL at that time? Because I know that was kind of toward the end of the IHL. So what were some of the differences you faced coming into Norfolk?
Well, number one, I think the average age in the players went down about 5 years. I think when I was in the IHL and I started, a lot of those guys had been there, you know, in the NHL, played there for a long time, had a reputation. I don't want to say they were on the back end of their career, but they were looking for probably good places to go and play. And obviously, when you were at that level, all of them pretty much had families too. So just to put it in perspective, you know, that average age, like I say, probably about 5 years younger when you get to Norfolk first year in the American League. There were a lot more players, you know, into that 20 to 25 range, kind of like it is now.
When you came into Norfolk after, you know, a couple of years pro, what did you know about the city? What did you kind of heard, if anything, from other guys as you were getting ready to get here?
You know what, geez, it was such a long time ago. Obviously, I just heard about how much they supported the Admirals in the East Coast League days. And you always heard that they will take to the American League hockey. Like we all know, there's passionate fan base in Norfolk. They all love their hockey. And they said once they saw a higher caliber of hockey. And realizing once you could watch these guys on the ice one day and tomorrow they could be up there with, at the time it was the Blackhawks, they could be up in Chicago playing for them. You know, it made it all that more exciting. So, you'd always just heard about what a great place it was to play in East Coast League for sure.
You spent a year here, then had a season where you bounced St. John's, Milwaukee, Hartford, came back to Norfolk for three seasons. What drew you back to Norfolk? Was there something you were looking forward to about coming back to Norfolk?
Number one, it was a great place to play. We talked about, you know, the fans, the arena, just the energy in the building, how exciting that was. And, you know, a lot of people used to say, oh, you got long bus rides. But I actually enjoyed the bus rides. I thought that was, it was a great time to get to know your teammates and a lot of team bonding. And those bus rides are some of the greatest memories I'll cherish forever. Number two, I'd also say the culture created there by Trent. He was a great coach. He made it like a family atmosphere. You enjoyed going to the rink every day. And number three, just the players we had. Some of the best friendships I have in the game are some of those teammates I had, especially from my first year in Norfolk, those guys that, you know, we all played together for 2, 3, 4 years there.
Who are some of the guys that, I'll make it a two-part question. Who are some of the guys that you're still pretty close with? And then back to those bus trips, what's one of your favorite memories or a story that you can tell you think about from those trips?
Yeah, you know what? There's a couple you wouldn't be able to share. That would be, maybe for a night when we're all sitting around a table, you know, reminiscing a little bit, but on there I don't know if I could tell some of those stories, but we just had a good time. And I always remember on, you know, generally Sunday nights on the way home, you know, after you play 3-4 games on the road, we'd all sit in the back. We had the little radio in the back, and we'd say, I can't remember what the name is, maybe Sparky's Lounge or something like that, and we'd say Sparky's is open for whatever reason. You know, Trent always said, you guys go 500 or better on the road, and we'll open up Sparky's Lounge on the back of the bus on the way home. So they were some great memories driving home in the back of the bus. And, you know, as far as players, geez, there's a lot of them. Noah Baumgartner would be one. I ran into Mark Bell the other day. He's a pro scout now for Arizona, another one. AJ Baines, keep in close contact with Quentin Lang. Who else were good guys? Matt Ellison, Matt Keith, Duncan Keith, James Wisniewski, all that group. They were all Sean Thornton. We had a great group of guys back then. It was you enjoyed going to the rink. We liked being around each other. We liked spending a lot of time with each other on the bus. You know, a lot of great memories for sure.
I've asked this question to a couple other guys as we've talked about it, but for hockey, especially the younger levels of pro hockey where you get a lot of young guys, how important is it to have that core group that really is close-knit so you can kind of enjoy yourselves but also enjoy the area you're in and have those good friendships?
Yeah, well, obviously it's extremely important. You know what, because you're always going to have change in pro hockey and a lot more at the minor league level, so to speak, but you've got those core guys. You know what? The new guys coming in, they watch day in, day out. You know what? This is how we do things here, and this is why we do them, and we just do it. We don't, you know, sulk or complain. You know, it's one of those terms where we always say, you know what? I get to go to the rink. I don't got to go to the rink, you know? I get to go to the gym. I don't got to go to the gym. I get to practice. I don't got to practice. Stuff like that. So that's where, you know, when you have your core in place, I think that really helps. And, you know, even more so, I've learned that more as a coach, right?
Yeah. So, for you as a coach, how is that kind of tied over and maybe even lessons you learned here in Norfolk rolled over into what you're doing now as a coach at the AHL level and now at the NHL level?
Well, exactly what I just said. You always want that core in place. And, you know, players don't want to hear from coaches all the time, right? And sometimes it's just coming from your leadership core and your players. And it's invaluable. You can't put a price tag on it. And, you know, and that's why I enjoy playing in Norfolk so much, because we have a lot of natural, just born leaders, too. Obviously, they evolved and developed over time, too. But you can never have enough of them. And I think that's why our team was, things were so successful too. You know, we were always a very competitive team, and I know a lot of teams did not enjoy playing us.
For you, after you retired, you got a chance to come back to Norfolk as an assistant coach. Was it special, or did it feel a little different to get to come back as a coach to somewhere that you had played before in front of that same fan base?
Oh, it was extremely exciting. You know what? Me and my wife have always said it's been home away from home for us. It's where our oldest one was born. And, you know, it's a place that we've always said that, you know, after we're done raising our kids or whatever, we're probably going to retire there. We enjoy the area so much, and can't say how excited we were when we first found out that, you know, we were going back there to bring the Ducks organization there to play in the minor leagues. It was, you know, words can't describe how happy we were.
Before you got back to Norfolk, we're going to back up, though. 11-12, you were in Syracuse. One of the few overtime games during the Admirals' run that eventually saw them win the Calder Cup was against you guys. Was a little something in you kind of hoping that you guys would be the one to kind of snap things and end it for the Admirals?
Well, I think it was early on in that run before you realized what was going to happen. But, of course, you wanted to beat them. They were the number one seed. They were a good team. And, you know, obviously, look at where all those players are. But at the time, when we came down there, did we want to beat them? Yes. And, you know, you got to have luck on your side when you win when you have a run like that. And obviously they did too. I think game two of that series, I think that might have been games 8 and 9 of their run, we were winning 2-0. And I think 2-0 late, and they tied it late. And then I think in the shootout round, and shooters number 5 and 7, we were winning. We scored. They had to tie just to prolong it. And I think on that Saturday night, they won it like round 9 of the shootout.
Inducted into the Norfolk Admirals Hall of Fame, when you found out that you were going to go into the Admirals Hall of Fame, what did that mean to you?
Oh, obviously it's exciting. You know, you always think about who played there and the good people that have been through there. And, you know, obviously you look up on that wall and you see all the names and faces and, you know, how much they brought to that area, and to be recognized as one of those, obviously, it was extremely exciting and, you know, something I'll cherish forever.
And we will end it on that note. Anaheim Ducks assistant coach, former Admiral player and coach Marty Wilford. Coach, thanks so much for taking some time to join us.
Yeah, glad I got to be a part of it. Thank you.
As we get closer to opening night, make sure to follow the Admirals on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to keep up to date with all the player signings and other Admirals news. Let us know what former Admirals you want to hear from. Make sure to let us know. Shoot us a line on social media, and we'll see what we can do to get that player on. That'll do it for now, so enjoy the summer, and we look forward to seeing you around the scope this season.